Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays, doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/drinking bros. That is Hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn, and touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Jeremy Spoken.
I don't think he sings anything. He's like,
Ford Fusion.
Ford Fusion is not a sponsor, Matt.
I wish
they were though. We could fuck up a Ford Fusion pretty good.
Garage door remote. I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids.
Hello, Drinking Bros,
Broettes. We got a fine show. Some might say it's a dandy of a show tonight. Or if you're listening on your morning drive or afternoon traffic jam. We thank you for joining us twice a week. We love it. Today's episode, you know who it's brought to you.
You know who it is.
You know what I want? I want something tasty. I want something tasty in my mouth, Ross.
Oh,
I want it in my meal.
I had some today. It's good old Carnivore Club.
Yumsy.
But here's the catch on this one, kids. This was my end all be all favorite. There's no way they're gonna be able to top this. They're selling a Father's Day special meat package where you get your amazing pile of delicious meat sent to you in a real wooden crate. So like this.
What?
Yes. So the wooden crate showed up at my doorstep. My wife was like, "Are you ordering cocaine from overseas?" And I said, "Close. I'm getting Carnivore Club. I'm getting Carnivore Club.
It's sugar cane.
It comes in a fucking wooden crate.
No. You look at her and you go, what the fuck are you doing talking to me while I'm on the porch?
That's some high class shit.
I know.
That reminds me of saying, like, Dad, thank you for going to my soccer games as a kid. Like, that's a boss move.
A wooden crate.
Yeah.
How many things could you use that for after the fact?
Dude, that's the thing. Like, those packaging, you can use it for,
God.
I mean, holding ammo.
You can hold all kinds of other cool shit.
If you're short, you can stand on it. It'll make you look taller on camera. But all I'm going to say is this. Any father that doesn't want a wooden crate full of meat clearly doesn't deserve your love. He doesn't. He doesn't deserve your love. And guess what? I got my dad a crate for Father's Day. This is going straight to his house.
You guys all crates because you're fathers. Can I buy you guys that?
That would be a nice thing, Matt. That would be a really nice thing.
So I stayed at your beach house for a week, so I think you deserve a crate full of meats.
Send me a crate of Carnivore Club. So go out and get it. Go to carnivoreclub.co. That's carnivoreclub.co. Use the promo code Drinkin' Bros to get 10% off your first order. And that could be the wooden crate of Father's Day. That counts.
I'm going to say this, but I did talk to a couple people in the Air Force and the Navy, and after sending a crate full of meats to their dad said, "You're actually not as much of a pussy as I thought you were."
Yeah.
So I'm pretty stoked on that,
yep.
man.
Yeah.
Jared, did you send one to your dad?
The meat box. No, not yet. I haven't sent the meat box to my
He ignored my Air Force comment.
He won't have any of it. So here's what I want you to do. Give your dad a Father's Day present that doesn't suck. Or hell, just order from for yourself because you're a meat-loving bastard. Maybe your dad left you. Maybe he's dead. Maybe he left you in a ditch. Fuck him. We don't judge. That's carnivoreclub.co with the promo code Drinkin' Bros and get 10% off. Happy fucking Father's Day. Wish him a happy Father's Day with a box of meats.
Happy fucking Father's Day.
You know?
And your dad meat.
Yeah, with your dad meats. Your dad meats.
You don't want to talk about your dad's meat. I mean, what?
Well, you can if you want to. Maybe go to carnivoreclub.co and see if maybe blast a dick pic of a salami stick and send it out to your dad.
And don't you put an M on that com. It's a co, okay?
Oh, Carnival it's a co.
Club.
It's dot co.
Dot co. Yeah,
it is
a,
dot
it's a
co.
Canadian thing, I think.
Yeah, and to Tim. Tim, the owner out there. We fucking love this shit.
Timmy, your fucking stay was so much fun. We had a lot of fun with Timmy.
Yeah,
dude,
man.
That dude, you know what's great, though, about that? Is to have a guest and an owner of a large business like that to come out and drink their fucking ass off just like one of the boys. That's respectable.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know?
It is. You know?
He went all the way up.
He's a respectable human, dude.
Yes.
And if you're going all the way up, go all the way up to the top. Go as high as you can go. Reach for the stars and go to strikeforceenergy.com and grab some Strikeforce. Kick the can. You don't need it anymore. You have energy drink in a little tiny pouch. It you rip it open, you pour it in water, you can pour it in sodas, you can pour it in liquor. It's the most amazing shit you'll have. It's 99 cents a pack. You can get 10 for you know, $10. Or you can get a subscription. We've all got subscriptions because we drink this shit like crack fiends.
I love it. I really love it.
God damn it. We can't stop drinking this fucking Strikeforce. I love it. or else we wouldn't fucking promote it. But it is so goddamn good, and they'll ship it to you anywhere in the entire world. So if you're in Afghanistan or Antarctica, they will get it to you anywhere in the entire world for $6. If you go to
it's the new Rip It. It's the new Rip It, you know?
Yeah, except you don't need a bulky can.
Yeah, you don't need a kidney transplant after you drink a few.
No. God, I drink it before I work out. My wife just pounds it. We're out of it. They're sending more next week, thank God. But go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros, and you get 20% off of every single order. Not just your first, every single fucking order.
Holy shit.
And that's a nice thing. You know what else if you're going all the way up? Well why don't you go all the way up and get some fucking home defense ammunition in case somebody breaks into your house.
I wish a motherfucker would, dude.
Go to TartarusOrdnance.com. That's TartarusOrdnance.com. And get some fucking home ammunition. Load up, dude.
I like
Load
that
up.
Home ammunition. I'm gonna start calling it. Hey, yo, babe, where's that nish at? The ammunition.
Yeah, where's the ammunition?
Not Amish,
the
but
nish.
Amish.
And she's gonna look at you and she'll say, "Bitch, it's on Tartarus."
Yo,
you know
how big
where
the
that
fuck magazine?
Is.
There's 30 nish in there, bitch.
Yeah,
room for 30 nish.
30 nish.
Yeah. So and they're also selling guns over there. So you can order the you know.
They got an FFL, you know. Fucking
hell yeah.
Man.
Hell yeah, they do. So go to TartarusOrdnance.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros. You get 10% off of everything in the whole fucking store, 10% off of guns. So if you want a whole gun, go ahead and get it.
Literally, boom.
Boom. And if you don't own
over 5 guns, I personally think that you're wrong. That's my own opinion.
Yeah. So get yourself 5. They'll give you a discount on it there. And if you want to see Matt and Jared shoot these weapons in real life, you're going to want to go to Tug.com and get tickets for Range 15, the greatest military film ever made, produced by, starring, funded by veterans. It is in theaters everywhere, June 15th. Tickets are on sale now. Go to Tug.com, T-U-G-G.com. It stars all of the Drinking Bros, all of us. And it
fucking Segway Sally over here.
It's Segway Sally.
And you might see everyone in the movie may or may not drinking Lead Slinger's whiskey.
Look at you tonight.
Yeah,
man.
That's a little teaser.
You're on fire.
That's a little teaser. I'm not saying why there's Lead Slinger's in it, but it's in there. Well, and
you gotta fucking watch the thing.
You gotta watch the movie to find out.
TUGG.com and pick some fucking tickets up, you know?
Pick some tickets up. Buy some tickets.
I will say, and I'm going to interrupt Ross's, you know, amazing speech right now. But this movie, and this is coming from someone who's been through the writing process, the producing process, the acting process, to the editing side. Watching it in a theater is such a different experience. I mean, sure, everybody knows that about films, but it truly is. And this is the only time it's going to be available in theaters. So I strongly encourage you to go check it out in theaters. Seriously, it was fucking rad. We watched it in D.C., and it was it blew my mind, you know?
Yeah.
It blew my mind.
Yeah. And if you want to get your mind blown or your dick blown, you should probably pick up a copy of At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed. The first ever romance novel for dudes. The funniest book ever written.
That was a horrible horse.
Hey, there's a rumor.
I don't know how to do a horse, man. Give me the fucking Australia hat. I want to wear it for the show.
hey, you know, Matt, Johnny Depp is being accused of assaulting his wife. She just filed for divorce. Rumor has it he hit her with a copy of At Night She Cries While He Rides His Steed.
He goes, you're not a man.
Yeah.
Hey, I am a man.
Is Johnny Depp really in trouble? Because that's sad.
He is.
You're not talking to the microphone there.
He is.
There, dude. He's wearing a hat, an Australian top hat right now.
Yeah. He is in trouble. Whether or not he did it or not will come out shortly enough. She claims she got hit in the face with an iPhone. There is a...
Yeah, everyone knows that's an accident. Everyone knows if you get hit in the face with an iPhone, he's probably throwing it at something else because he was sick of her saying something, and then it accidentally bounced off a cupboard and hit her in the cheek.
Yeah, well, look,
Jared Taylor,
I will say this.
Domestic violence.
Yeah, I know. And by the way, Jared Taylor's going to Chris Brown this weekend live in Baltimore. So
live
if you want to go to
Baltimore. Featuring Rihanna.
Yeah.
You know.
Special Hello. Guest appearance by Rihanna. He'll be slugging him back with Rihanna.
I'm just saying, like, Oh, he hit me in the face with the iPhone. Like I already can see that playing out in my head. He threw the phone.
Jesus Christ.
And it bounced off something and may have brushed her cheek.
What I know is this. Together. It is a perfect it is a perfect
no one just hurls 5S an iPhone
square
in face.
On her face. It, Jared, like, it's a perfect 5S square on her face. It's not a
you
6.
You would hope that someone like Johnny Depp though that has, you know, he's a decent build man. Like if he's going to hit a bitch, he's going to do it fucking purposely.
Oh my God.
Not with an iPhone.
Jared. Matt, I'm not over in El Paso with you.
Jared.
That's Jared. I'm not over in El Paso with you. Can you tell me how deep the hole Jared is digging right now? Is it will it fit his whole body
shit
in?
For a hole.
Listen,
he's
digging a bigger hole than all the illegals in this fucking town
this
right now.
This story has so many holes in it already just with he hit me in the face with an iPhone. No one purposely throws their phone at someone's face.
So Jared has an empty bottle of Tito's next to him. He's wearing an Australian like cowboy hat.
Oh,
so
look at you.
I can't
look
believe
you.
Anything
just
that you're saying right now.
Stop. Why gotta get pressured over here?
There you go.
Oh boy.
Gotta get a little bit more of a sip.
Did you kiss the mic a little bit more?
Is that just a little bit more. There we go.
Oh Jared. Jared. Every week I think it can't get any lower than it does.
I lost the cab. I don't need the cab.
We seriously need to start filming these podcasts because you can see that it's not acting.
Hey,
it's not
so
acting.
Ross, we got a special guest tonight.
We did. That's right. Rocco is not here. Who do you guys have over there?
His name is Lee. He is a U.S. Navy veteran. He is a pilot in the U.S. Navy. Flew EA-6B Prowlers, which is an electronic warfare platform bird, and he was the front seat pilot, so he flew the bird. And he lives right next to us, and he's a drinking bro, fellow drinking bro, drinking bro El Paso. And now he's here hanging out with us tonight. Lee, say hi to Ross.
Hello, Ross.
That was great.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Oh, Lee. You're
Lee,
come
you're
on.
You're
you've
a
spoken,
real box full of life.
You've spoken into a mask, so now you know how to talk on a radio.
Just put your
it's
lips.
It's the same thing.
Put your lips closed.
Just put it nice
and
close.
Oh, there it is. That's there sexual is. Right there. That's that pilot voice I miss so much.
That is. What was your call sign? What was your call sign?
What was your call sign?
Farva.
Farva was
no
good.
Kidding. Oh,
yeah. Shut the fuck up. Farva.
Oh, that's good.
That's epic.
I could see it a little bit. You're not nearly as fat as Farva.
No, you could beat up Farva.
It had more to do with the anger.
Oh. He's an angry human.
Hey, look, there's a lot of angry humans out there, you know?
I know.
Jared
throw
Taylor.
iPhones at bitches.
No
yeah.
one's
Jared
throwing
Taylor.
iPhones. No one's throwing. I know so many people. I know so many people that have broken their phones throwing them like when in anger. Like,
oh, but I throw them at walls.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
but what if it bounces off the wall and just pegs her in the face? Is that domestic violence?
No, it's called.
You didn't mean it.
It's called emotional intelligence where you throw it the opposite way so you don't even risk having it
emotional
happen.
Intelligence. I like that. Is that a real thing? Because if not, it needs to be.
It is, man. I always speak about that. I think emotional intelligence is the biggest thing in relationships across the board because if you don't know why the fuck you're feeling something, then you're going to act on it.
Listen, Ross, I've got a hat on.
God damn it, dude.
I have a hat, and it's from Australia. Man. I'm an expert.
Dude, we got
tonight an Australian.
Listen, we got T-Bone Taylor all the way up.
Yeah,
tonight.
T-Bone Taylor's back, dude. He's back. Yeah. And you were sending me weird articles today.
If you haven't listened, oh God, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I can't wait to hear about this. So for those who listen at home, you know that Jared sends us weird shit all the time. We read it and then we humor him to hear his fucked up theory on it. This one was a doozy today. The great filth.
Oh, no. What'd you send him?
Dude, you know what? I think there's a lot of truth to it. You didn't read the article?
I did. The great filter theory. So I would love, Jared, I want you to explain it to the audience, and then I'm going to rip this to shreds. So go ahead.
You can rip to shreds all you want, but you know what? There's some truth to it. So there's a lot of
tell like people what the great filter theory is.
And scientists and stuff like that, and they've come up with this what they call the great filter theory. And what the filter theory is that they believe that the reason why that we have never been visited by advanced beings in our galaxy or in all of space or have never, you know, had aliens visit us is because for whatever reason, in the existence of the universe, every advanced being achieves self-destruction before they achieve interstellar travel. And if you look at our Earth, That is completely true.
Yeah.
What just happened to our podcast?
No, this was the article I got midday. It was probably about 2 p.m. And I was like, did you just sent me an article of why aliens you don't think of real have been here? I think they have been here, Jared. That's my contention.
Yeah, I'm on the fence of either or for that, but I'm just saying that this theory has a lot of proof to it, has a lot of back to it just by saying yes. So right now, as we sit, we are able to destroy the world 15 times over.
Right.
And that's what they're saying, is that we get to that point for self-destruction.
Well, technologies that will destroy humanity or whatever species would progress faster than those that would carry you into interstellar.
And what they argue in this theory is they're just saying that we don't band together for anything. We're too busy fucking fighting with each other for dumb shit that it's like, oh no, had you put all your resources and all your talent and
I think that's such a mono perspective. That's based off humanity and humanity solely. Like, what if there was another? If you want to get super crazy with it, like, what other beings or species could potentially, you know, live in
and that's what they're saying,
for lack of a better word, culture that could
exist. That's why they believe that we have not seen a ship fly into our atmosphere and hang out and say, hey, what's up, guys?
I think we've seen it.
Now, in
what context, Ross?
I think that Roswell crash in 47, I think that was real.
I believe about that, Ross, and here's why that I believe that that is somewhat true, is research battery technology.
Yes.
Before the 1940s.
So I've got a crazy story about this. Which is why when you sent me your article, I was like, I ditched it halfway through, because I was like, dude, I did a show for MTV in, I think it was 07 or 08. We did an episode on Roswell, New Mexico. We went to Roswell, New Mexico, stayed there for a couple weeks. I got to interview, there was a man who was still alive from then. He was about 82. He's retired Air Force. And I sat down and did a 3-hour interview with him. He was there the night the crash happened. They took it into the hangar where he was. And he told me the whole story front to back. And the guy wasn't crazy. So I kept grilling him on questions. The show was that segment we were supposed to tape was supposed to be a comedy, but the guy was so serious, I had nowhere to go with it to make fun of him. So here's what he told me. He said they took the ship to Area 51 afterwards. He said there was two bodies in it. They took the bodies. They took the ship to Area 51. He said the technology within the spaceship was so advanced that it has taken us, you know, years and years and years to figure out how to get ships moving that quickly, that small, with that type of speed. And what he referred to me was he was like, look, you know, these new the stealth bombers. He goes, if you look at the shape and size of it and how flat they are as compared to what that was like in 1947, this little thing that came down. He goes, we're finally now catching up to that technology, but he goes, it's taken 50 years.
Wouldn't it be funny if why America is the greatest country in the world was because of an alien crash?
I'm just saying, yeah. You look at. There's certain curves that you can study, and if you go in and you really just dive into the facts, like look at what alkaline battery technology was prior to 1940, and then look what it was in 1950. What discoveries were made during that time? What advances were made and who is responsible for them? There's no name to it. So it's like research that area and really target it and then go, hey, wait a minute. Something is fucking kooky. So one more thing. Ross, did you read that full article?
I did. I did read the full article.
In the article, they're claiming, though, that we are past the filter. They're saying that we haven't destroyed ourselves yet, so we could be the first intelligent beings that actually achieve interstellar travel.
Really, with all the idiots that exist in this world,
I don't know. Look, but they're just saying that we pass like Hiroshima and everything. That was kind of the test, and it was like, you guys didn't kill everyone, so
Cold War going to happen?
Yeah,
thanks,
but
Russia.
I don't think that's over yet, and I think
neither do I.
I think with the invention of social media, you're able to spread a message wider and convert people that, that you could never, ever tap into. And I think the doom of this culture eventually will be over religion. And I think Earth will be wiped out again. That's just my personal theory.
And you know what? You're able to spread shitty information quickly.
Yes.
At the end of the day, Facebook is a privately owned company, and it's become culture. It literally has become culture in the world.
Yeah.
It's easy to articulate
in the sense that, like, if you look on day-to-day interaction based off whatever friends you have on Facebook, let's just use someone that has 500 friends, the amount of drama and misleading information that's
you can
posted
sway
there,
someone's opinion by shitty info.
Absolutely.
Or lies or slander, whatever the case is, and then you slowly grow that. The larger information grows, the more, like, miseducation is a part of that information. So it's like the larger you get with the message, the worse understanding that people have. It's like, I mean, know Jared, I know you because I live every single day with you. The farther you're detached from that, like, personal, interpersonal communication.
You literally see this every day with the whole Hillary thing, is that even though fact upon fact has been presented that there was foul play in managing classified material, there's foul play in decision making, her supporters still refuse to listen to that, and they refute it. And there's no reason behind that. There's no fact. There's no, hey, I know this. There's no, I met someone in DC because I was telling my friend, I have never met a person that actually truly likes Hillary Clinton. And this woman that was at lunch with us goes, well, I like Hillary Clinton. And I said, why? Well, I just think I love what she stands for. What is that? Like, I mean, what do you know about this person? And again, it's this blind followership that they never researched anything true behind it. And I'm not saying that just specifically about her. I'm saying that in general.
But
no one ever researched.
That's lazy culture. You believe something immediately because it's okay. Your immediate judgment and perception of an idea, a culture, whatever it is, you're attached to that. And then the second someone tells you're wrong, humanity and people in general have the hardest time to say, fuck, maybe I am wrong. And I gotta admit, man, I feel like I'm not the dumbest dude, but I've had a super hard time in my life being like, fuck, man, let me open my mind up. And as I grow and as I, you know, carry on this life, I try to do that. Like, fuck, man, I really truly believe in this idea. Let me look at the other side, you know? And it's the same thing with the gun laws and all that. I'm like, fuck, maybe I was wrong. And then when I start doing research, nope. No, I'm not.
Real research, and by the way, Matt, this goes into my whole theory. Like, the culture's getting lazier and lazier. It's easier to reach people and make other people believe in things or causes or things that they know nothing about. And I think eventually, you know, humanity will destroy itself because of that. You know, enough people will convert to some religion or cult.
I think Idiocracy, like, nailed it on the head, dude. Seriously,
it's coming to fruition every single day. That movie,
and I feel like I'm not a person that's easily influenced, but I find myself staring at my phone, walking to a wall once in a while. I'm like, dude, if I'm that dude, I can't imagine what all these other people are, dude. Like, fuck, man.
Yeah,
and it's a sad reality of it. So it's like, I think is American specifically, and as a globalized fucking humanity, like, we actually have to fucking try to, like, be a little more aware.
Well, yeah. So Lee, what's your thoughts on the alien thing? Lee's about to be a doctor. Don't fool it. So we got a smart guy here. Let's hear it. What's thoughts, opinions, research, everything?
Well, honestly, I've never researched aliens, but I mean, universe is huge, so there's got to be something else out there. I mean, just
Lee, you're on fire tonight, and honestly, the knowledge you're dropping on people right now is making people.
Do you care if I run with that? Actually,
tits explode.
No, go ahead,
dude. So I don't really necessarily agree with this Area 51 stuff. I don't really know, but I will say, like, it's the same thing, and I won't get into, like, religion. What I believe.
I drove up there, Matt. I drove up to Area 51.
I've been there as well, motherfucker. I've been closer than you.
I know.
I've been on the range.
But they stopped me. Did they stop you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I got fucking stopped.
We were in the area, though. We were there. We were in the 38 series, 83 series. I can't remember. I gotta think of the Nevada range series maps. You've flown up in Nevada, correct?
Yes. It's in Broome. It's Broome Lake. Nevada,
it's in the
I believe.
Center.
Yes.
The 38 series. Is that correct?
I don't remember.
83 series. One of the two. Yeah. So he's flown up there too. Like,
yes,
it is buried. Like, there are millions upon millions of acres of bombing range and in the Nevada test and training range, NTTR.
Yeah.
And literally those secret places and everything is in the dead center of all of it.
Yeah. So Matt, why is that there then? If Area 51 doesn't exist, why is that there?
I mean, the first thing is for national security. You can't say that there's probably not a fallback position for our nation's leadership. You can't say that there's technologies that you don't want foreign nations to be and I think this is exactly what we're just saying. Social media growing and technologies growing, like there's nowhere to hide, man. And literally, like, almost every intelligence base that America has is outed at this point, and same with foreign nations. Like, It's really hard to be in this world and be private. And I think that's our one private space. Like,
Matt,
it exists.
You just gave
me
an idea. Like, here's one argument to Ross, though, about the Area 51 thing. Like, for us to be able to hide that from every other country, why wouldn't we be attacked for that?
Right.
That sounds like something that, no kidding, Russia or China or anybody that was major said, oh, no, you ain't going to fucking harbor this shit. Right. You can't keep that a secret.
Yeah.
That much.
Yeah, because...
So why wasn't a war started over that?
Yeah, I mean, you could put it in that context. I don't know. I think that it's kind of the one place where it was such a private space where anything that we want to do outside of... And I truly believe that half the shit that goes on and you know, working with the government in many different capacities, I think that you find out shit that you're like, fuck...
Yeah, but you could never keep anything that private. I mean, look at Petraeus and the fucking sex scandal.
Right.
Like,
true.
Boom. Like, you're talking about America, the USA has something so insane that's compared to the world. Why wasn't everyone fucking going after
it? And that's my whole, like, disapproval of it in my own mind is, like, you can't. People talk. People love to fucking spread rumors.
Absolutely.
They love to talk.
People love to write, like, fucking books.
Unless they have scientists that are fucking working there, and then they execute them on their way out. Like, there is no way at some point information couldn't have got out other than these onesies and twosies that said they worked there and have limited information.
Ross, my two things for all the 9/11 conspirators that say, oh, it was an inside job. The first thing I say is, you ever fucking work with the government? Yeah. There's no way they could have fucking pulled that off. they were probably trying to do it in July, but they were so fucked up and they fucked everything up that September came around. They're like, all right, we just gotta fucking pull the trigger, gents. We gotta do it. Like, and number two, how are you gonna keep that a secret this long? And no one has come forward saying, hey, I would love to share my story. I'm over it. There's no way to keep something like that if it was an inside job.
I think they kill you. I think they kill you in there, dude. You can't leave.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
And you know why, Ross? Because we own companies with the people that train the very men that would be on the list to go.
You don't know what goes on in Groom Lake, Nevada. You don't know what goes on in Groom Lake, Nevada.
And I never dropped this. I contracted for the CIA for 6 years. Come the fuck on. You think they're capable of doing something like that?
No, again, have you ever seen the government try to, like, literally complete a simple task?
There's a lot of things that are unexplained.
We really do.
There's a lot of things that are unexplained in this world. Like, when I rolled 6 100s in a row on skee ball, that was unexplained.
Oh, skee ball champion.
So let me ask you this, Matt. This gets to the ultimate question, because there's no going back after answering this. Do you believe in aliens?
Yes, I actually do. But on this premise, I think that, I was going to touch on this earlier, same with kind of my views about religion and stuff. If I can't disprove something, then I will never be a hard no. Like, so I can't disprove that aliens exist. Have you seen how many fucking, like, have you ever seen what microcosm to, like, what exists out there? We are as a planet.
It's infinite. It's infinite space.
It really is. Yeah. And we have absolutely no fucking understanding what goes on literally outside of, even within our own galaxy. So it's like to disprove that there's not beings out there. I mean, I'm venturing to say I'm 99.9% that other organisms in some capacity exist and probably some form of intelligent life form. I'm not saying that they're like humans or anything like that, but you can't say that doesn't exist. Like, it really doesn't, dude.
I've got a crazy view about the whole thing.
Oh, let's hear it.
Let's hear it. Hey, by the way, as soon as we started talking about aliens, a bunch of dogs started barking In El Paso.
Oh, they're fine. It's a
fine. We have the garage. It's hot.
It's
in El Paso,
hey, dude. It's like Terminator. Ross. It's like Terminator. Yeah. The dogs bark.
Hey, Wolfie.
Or it could be. I'm just saying, somebody could be circling up the block right now because it sounds like a Sublime
we call
video.
This, like if military guys got high episode because we're touching on it. You know?
Yeah.
I
know. Well, Jared, where's your theory at? What's
so
in the belly
me,
of the beast?
Here's one factor too. We don't know what time period we're at. Like. For all we know, we could be at the very beginning, and we don't know that. Like, there's no measure. They say the Earth is billions of years old, and it wasn't until 40 million years ago we started getting single-cell organisms, and then they evolved, and yada, yada. We don't know where we're sitting right now in the grand scheme of things. So, like, if you look at this from a giant picture and say, oh, okay, we're now at the point of Star Wars or all these other, Firefly and stuff like that, where all these beings are able to inter-travel. What if we're in the Stone Age right now and we don't know it? We don't like to, again, everybody is still just working on their own planet. They're still working on, like us, we have the International Space Station. What's cool to us is to just get the fuck into space and hang out and stay there. We don't know if we're just that primitive at this point. So there's no measurement and concept of what time.
I'll tell you one thing
we're
that
in.
We're not as primitive is a bunch of dudes with black flags that shoot people just out of some dumbass fucking belief. Sorry, I had to drop an ISIS bomb.
Yeah,
fuck
hey,
faggots.
Again, too,
and not
like,
in a gay sense.
We're
in an
still
asshole
like,
sense.
and that's one thing that I've been. I think you know my views on the whole fucking world and politics thing is I think humans are so fucking stupid. It's upsetting. It's like the only time. We ever come together, even in fiction and in movies, is like, oh, we're getting attacked by somebody outside, so we're now all going to work together to defend it. Why can't we do that now? Why can't we all just work together?
I'll be weird with you there too, with one thing, and I'll give it back to Ross. I do believe that a lot of people are fucking really stupid, but I have my moments where we're all stupid, dude. It's true, but at the end of the day. Be a good person. And that's what I think what has kept the Drinking Bros community together, why we've been best friends through so many trials and tribulations is because no matter how dumb we've been, we've always been a good dude. And being a good person and having a good heart definitely it always
but what's
excels
sad
over
to
being
me
an idiot.
Is that what you're explaining? It always takes a fucking massive disaster for the world to come together for that.
Well,
and that shouldn't be like that. No, you shouldn't have to have. Oh my God, we're getting fucking the giant monsters from Pacific Rim that are attacking us. Now we'll all work together.
Now
like,
the world comes.
Why
together,
does yeah? Why does it take that? Why can't we all say, hey, let's further this fucking civilization. Let's further this race.
Because the innate. Fucking reality of fucking humans is
fucking
that they're selfish.
Greedy. Yeah, everyone wants to be selfish. Everyone wants to be fucking dicks. Lee, what do you think?
But we gonna be all right.
Lee, get in here. Come on, give us some knowledge.
I think the problem is everybody's selfish. It's human nature to want what everybody
it
else
really
has
is.
That you don't have. Even if you're well off and great, you want what somebody else has because they have it and you don't.
But that's the part, again, when Ross, I was talking about this, emotional intelligence. Like, it's a hard, hard position to be in because we have all these innate feelings and stuff to be like, I'm comfortable in where I'm at. Let me benefit someone else.
Where does that trait come from, though? Because I don't have that.
I don't have it, but I
don't look at Howard Stern and go, oh, man, I wish our show was that big. I'm just like, I'm happy with what we built ourselves.
And you keep working? Absolutely. Yes. Because, well, your motivation's found through work ethic, and a lot of people's motivation is found through jealousy and selfishness and a lot of that stuff. So that's why judgments and stereotypes exist and a lot of other things. So
I think – so, Ross, to answer your question, I think – my true opinion is on time. We don't know where we're at right now. We have no clue. We have no clue. Yet, another thing, too, to me is I think that as a society and as a culture in America specifically, we've really set fire to the innovator.
The rain? Oh,
No.
Sorry, I thought,
the innovator.
Yeah.
Like, where is our generation's Einstein because we're too busy being critical and we're too busy
Steve
cutting
Jobs,
people
dog.
Down.
Steve Jobs.
It's not even that. No.
Zuckerberg.
Fuck.
Zuckerberg is what
Zuckerberg
everybody considers.
Taking over the world.
That's what everybody considers
not
our
at
Einstein
all.
Now.
Not at all. Listen, I don't agree with that for one
that's
second.
That's why I like Steve or Zuckerberg because he, or whatever his name is, because he's all about free speech until you're pro-gun, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Or not a Republican, if you're a Republican.
He'll delete my page tomorrow.
I don't agree with that one bit. Like, Zuckerberg, no. I mean, if anything, it's Tesla.
That was a joke, like, by the way. It was a joke.
Elon Musk. Because he's, you're talking about Elon Musk, okay?
I mean, he's the only one that's trying to break them all. I mean, if you look, if you even look at things that we, and this will blow your mind, like city governments that are going after people that are installing solar energy on their roofs and saying, oh, no, you can't do that. You have to use the power company.
Like, it's very similar to what we talked about in the old episodes. Yeah.
That you're like, wow, you guys really all need to be fucking lined up and shot.
In the dick?
In the face.
Oh.
If you are one of those, if you're in city government and you're trying to stop fucking solar energy because we should be paying the fucking power company, like, that is what the U.S. Constitution was written for. To say, oh, cool, bro. We ain't gonna do that.
That's Jared.
So that's Jared does believe in aliens.
That's fair.
My assessment is I do believe in him. The Roswell, New Mexico thing sold me talking to that guy. Then I've had a couple of instances where one was a college roommate who was like the second youngest ever to get a pilot's license in the state of Ohio. I asked him if he was ever freaked out flying one time, and he saw something. He said, look, to this day, I can't explain what it is. It flew in front of my plane. It stopped. It was going at like a crazy amount of speed and just stopped. And then it took off. And he goes, it scared the shit out of me. I didn't know what to think or feel. And he goes, to this day, I'll never, ever forget that feeling and what I saw. And it fucked me up so bad.
See, I don't believe in those experiences too much because they would be proven more, you know.
Well,
I don't know.
These are the two that I go off of, at least me personally. The last one,
that's fair.
The second one was there was a girl who I can't say her name on air, but she worked at a big talent agency in LA. Totally normal fucking girl. She claimed that aliens were flying over her house every night, that there was a ship over her house every single night, which I thought was insane.
She was on heroin.
No. Well, exactly. And this is what I thought. And I was like, we'd caught up. I've been friends with her for many, many years. We caught up over drinks one night, and I was like, she used to cast all the shit. She used to do all the extras for my movies back in the day. That won't give too much away, but... at this drink session, she was so fixated on this topic and it claimed that her life had been ruined by what was going on around her. And she thought she was having a mental breakdown. And I was like, I go, you know, did you ever film any of this? Did you get any footage or anything? If this is happening all the time, you must have filmed it. And she goes, yeah, I've got hours of tape at my house. So I go back.
Did you get to see any of the tape?
I did. She had probably, I would say, 4 hours worth of cell phone video. And whatever this thing was close. I can't describe it. She was in the video. Her mom was in the video. She called her mom over to her house. I don't know what I saw. I can't disprove her on that. She's totally sane and rational. So is her mom. Like, I don't know. And I saw the video. I saw, you know, I probably watched about an hour of it, hour and 10 minutes. And it was the same thing every single time on every single fucking video. So I don't know what it was. And I don't have an explanation for it.
Crazy, man.
I know.
That's really crazy.
So I don't have an explanation for it. I watched a lot of it. And I left there thinking, I really don't know. And it whatever has happened.
You just sounded like you were singing a Destiny Child song. Boy, I really don't know.
I know. I know.
Sorry. My grandpa lived in Santa Fe, and he was a big Roswell guy.
Like, did he go to they have a festival every year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been to the site.
Where's the festival?
Roswell, New Mexico.
Like, well, he was really into that, and he was really a proponent and a believer of the whole thing. But the thing is, like, for me, I half my leg is on the Roswell thing, but also now thinking about it, like, that is something that would cause a world war.
The more you know,
technology like that.
When they took those two little bodies to Groom Lake, Nevada, we'll never know what happens. We'll never know what happens.
I feel like that's. Did he watch Independence Day? Because that's literally what happened. It was two bodies.
Lee, do you have anything for us? Jump in here. Give us some good.
Lee's got.
Lee,
let me ask you this: in history, is there something else that you feel is real? Real or fake, or did or did not happen, like Stonehenge. What do you think that is?
That I don't know.
Well, I think that's just a bunch of stones.
God, Lee, you were on fire tonight. Lee is opening up a worldwide comedy tour. It's a 2-drink minimum.
It's a 6-drink minimum.
Trying to pry a sentence out of you is it's like talking to fucking ice.
Get in there on Ross, Lee.
All right, what about the pyramids, Lee? What about the pyramids?
Oh, that was just slave labor. I mean, everything I learned about that, I learned from Charlton Heston in his old movies. And
gosh, Lee's the type of guy who looks at his supermodels like, somebody else probably fucked her. I'm not, why bother? Somebody else fucked her.
Hey, you want this Ferrari?
First.
Yeah. Nah. The tires got wear on it.
yeah.
Maintenance is too much.
I don't want to have to buy new tires for that thing right away.
Yeah. Hey, here's a brand new Escalade. Does it have a Bose sound system in it? Fuck it. Burn it.
No.
Burn it to the ground.
Do you want $1 million? No, the taxes are going to be a lot.
I'll only end up with like $2,000 out of it.
That's where you're going with that? God, I'm going to pay the IRS $300,000. I don't want $1 million.
Oh, just Lee, man. Lee Harvey Oswald over there just shooting down everything. Shooting down everything. What about JFK assassination, Lee? Well, you think there was somebody else on the grassy knoll?
There was a grassy knoll.
What? Oh, boy.
Is that real?
I'll talk about that.
Wait, is that real?
Yeah.
What, the grassy knoll?
Do you not know what the grassy knoll is?
No, I know what the grassy knoll
Jesus.
Is.
Oh, Jesus. I was like, come on, bro.
Come on,
he's a naval officer. He knows his history.
I know. I figured he was smart enough
The one thing I'll say about the CIA from the 1930s to the 1970s is they got shit done.
Yeah, that's back in the gangster days.
One thing, if you ever want to fucking question conspiracy, it's when the CIA had no handcuffs on them, a couple presidents got fucking waxed. Yeah. But now that they have a lot of handcuffs on themselves, no one's dared. Why is it now from 1989 and on, no one has ever really truly attempted to fuck a president up? It's because no one wants to have that weight on their shoulders or even attempt that. But you look at back then, like, It was no gloves on.
Yeah, you know. By the way, Jared, I'm surprised nobody's been picked off.
Exactly. You know why?
I am too. Ronald Reagan.
The last assassination attempt was Ronald Reagan.
Last one.
81. I'm surprised in this day and age nobody else has been picked off. Like if Trump wins, I think somebody will try to go after him. To be honest with you,
absolutely not. I don't believe that for one bit because you know what? Barack Obama hasn't even had a fucking even close attempt.
I mean, at least George Bush
like,
had a shoe thrown at him.
If there's one thing, like, Obama would have been the target.
You're right.
The security around those guys, it is, I have to say, and I don't wish ill on anybody that I'm speaking about, but it's severely bizarre that there hasn't been more like threats and serious. And
how bad is it, Matt? This is a great thing for the audience because a lot of people ask me this about the you've had dealings with the CIA. How bad is it?
Well, the agency has nothing to do with the Secret Service, who's protecting presidential
candidates. Oh, it doesn't.
The Secret Service and all that stuff.
Okay,
like fucking Georgetown graduates that can shoot a pistol,
dude. I don't want to speak because we there's a lot of good.
They're still friends of ours.
There's a lot of
I love
good,
you.
There's a lot of good dudes out there. There really are. But you know, there are some people with limited experience, just like we have people working for the agency that are SPOs working for security around, like static security around the facilities and stuff. But I mean, yeah, like there's you have tier one units that have people that are.
There's a lot of
complacent.
Things you can do
so
that there's not defense of though.
Exactly.
Even if you're
exactly.
fucking good, like if you watch the movie Shooter. There's no way any security detail could literally survey and search and make sure that every high-rise building was not clear of a fucking solid shot.
Let's not give
somebody.
Any national security threats
could.
Away, but
Matt
yes.
Best could. I believe Matt Best could.
No, I'd be drinking whiskey like, oh, I better return fire because I've been passed out, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, oh shit, there was a shot.
It's a good.
Someone else got it. Someone else got it. All right, I'm good.
It's a good thing it hasn't happened, but I am.
But I think that is a fishy statement for us. It hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, but. There's probably back in the 50s and 60s when the CIA was on fire with doing some real crazy shit, but things were going down.
But I will say there's a lot of new technology and stuff that has kind of through social media, and a lot of people want to put information out there that stops it well before it happened. I mean, look at a lot of national security threats, terrorism and that. They get stopped before it ever happens. So, you know, you never know if that's a part of that whole thing.
You just wonder, why hasn't there
been a lot of people that are willing to try to assassinate a presidential, you know, candidate or the president or whoever are probably fairly insane.
Dumb.
So it's like, yeah, and they're going to probably post today. I killed a president. You're like, okay, let's go raid this motherfucker's house.
How the hell did Lee Harvey Oswald do it so clean?
Because there was no social media. He had a fucking bolt action rifle and a fucking 200 meter standoff.
Dude, does anyone know his motive?
No, he
got killed, Jared. He got killed.
Yeah.
Oh, so. He's not alive?
No, what? He got killed by Jack Ruby.
Fuck.
Come on, Jared. Shot. Come on.
I thought he was in jail.
No, they're walking him to the fucking, and they shot him in the stomach with the revolver.
Jack Ruby shot him with a revolver. Jack Ruby was in prison and then died in jail.
Well, that's the whole conspiracy theory, because they thought he was going to talk, and then that's why he got killed. So they're like, okay, where's the motivation to kill the assassinator of the president? So that's why the whole Grassy Knoll thing came in, where the shots were placed, the way Kennedy's head came back, all that stuff.
Yeah,
and,
hey,
I will say, Ross, on that note, that to me, and I did a lot of research on that back in the day, and I won't speak about it, but I was like, man, like,
this is a shady situation.
I never was definitely like, this is my opinion.
They didn't even deliver his head.
It was bizarre. And then the way... And
like, he got
listen,
lost
I've shot
or destroyed
I've shot a lot of people in the head, and that was a weird fucking vibe, the way it slammed almost forward, like, or excuse me, back. It's not... That's not... It's and the, you know,
whoa,
and
whoa. Back you know, when they back when they were this is the same year they were playing in Northwoods, Ross.
Yeah.
Which if you don't know about Northwoods, go fucking Google that.
Really?
Yeah, Northwoods was when they were there was 16 to 22 different possible courses of action where they can simulate or essentially conduct. A terrorism act that would persuade American opinion to go after Cuba.
Yep.
Wow. Look at
Operation
this.
Northwoods, Russ.
All right. Yep. All right. I can throw one of my own hats into the fray, if you will. A couple episodes ago, I talked about me digitizing some tapes for my biological father, who had passed away. He used to have a talk show. He was a radio disc jockey for about 25 years. He used to have a talk show on TV for a while, and he got to interview James Earl Ray in prison, who supposedly killed Martin Luther King.
Holy shit.
Yes. He did about four or five interviews with him, and James Earl Ray claimed that the government did that, and he didn't kill Martin Luther King. There was tapes that my father had left me that were in a safe. I thought they were still there. They were blank or demagnetized, so they weren't there. I still have the letters though from James Earl Ray from prison.
Wow, really?
Yeah. So I still own the letters. The tapes were demagnetized, so I don't have those anymore. But I remember years later, while he was still in jail, the King family, through ballistics and whatever, they did something on Fox where they recreated the murder of how it would have went down, and they said he didn't do it either. So, and that was in that was in 1968.
Dude, if you really think about all that stuff, I've seen a lot of fucking shady shit go down, like what goes on today with social media, you know, press and how people talk. Everybody wants to be the provider of information. You know, cut that back 40, 50 years. The amount of shady shit that went on back then, I can't even fucking imagine. Like, to think that you couldn't get away with murder in 1950 is a joke to me. I was like, I feel like I could kill 20 people and no one would ever fucking know, you know? Now there's so many fucking...
I think that is why crazy. You've seen the die down.
I 100% agree with you on that.
Yeah, and
but
look,
also, too, we were more aggressive and more vigilant to change back then where they're still, again, we dropped nuclear bombs on a country. Like, we were still like, thumbs up. Oh, you want to do that? Fuck it, do it. Like it was more of an attitude where we have shifted as a culture over the last fucking 60 years of, no, absolutely not. We're never going to do that. We're never going to. That's not even an option. Like, we could.
Yeah, I mean, look, out of all of them.
This is the drunk hippie episode.
Yeah, it really is. Out of JFK or MLK, I'm still pissed about Tupac. So, you know. So,
cause, look, dead, dude. Sorry, he's dead.
You know what I'd like to. No, I know. I saw the autopsy pictures. By the way, if you haven't seen those autopsy pictures that leaked. Super disgusting, the Tupac ones.
Yeah, I want to see them. Really.
Oh, the worst one's Chris Farley. If you Google that one, the Chris Farley one's the worst. Yeah.
It's out there. I'm pulling out my phone now.
No, don't do it now. We'll do it after the show's over. But what I would like to see, though, for Lee, because he was a very special guest tonight, talkative, full of life and energy, I would like to see a hologram Tupac performing in the pyramids. You know?
Yeah.
And
I like that.
I like it a lot. I like it a lot. And, as crazy as this episode was, I fucking loved it, actually. This was a fun chat. Let's get to the Drinking Bro of the Week, shall we?
Let's do it.
This one's submitted by Jonathan Williams. By the way, if you want to nominate or dedicate the Drinking Bro of the Week to somebody, go to our Drinking Bros podcast page on Facebook. Just click like and then send us a message. We actually do read them. So this week is submitted by Jonathan Williams. He would like to shout out a great friend, who just got out of the service and is continuing a new life service by going into nursing. His name is TJ Gregg. He's an outspoken, kind-hearted asshole drinking bro, loves the show. But he also loves everyone in need, according to his best friend. He was recently accepted into the nursing program in South Carolina. And Jonathan wanted to shout out his best friend and say he's a drinking bro. So to Jonathan and TJ, cheers. Thanks for listening to the show, man. We really appreciate
it. Cheers, guys. Yeah, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for the support.
And, on that note, for Mr. Matt Best, Mr. Jared Taylor, and, the always talkative Lee, we want to say good night and we love you.
We love you guys.
Woo!
Woo!
Good night, everyone.
Good night to Magoo.
Tired of all the bugs in your yard? Enjoy your backyard again with Cutter Backyard Ready to Spray Bug Control at Menard. It kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, and other insects fast, controlling them for up to 12 weeks. A 32-ounce ready-to-spray container covers up to 5,000 square feet and is on sale now through July 13th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save-